Everyone knows you should be ready to eat during a day at Jazz Fest, but no one says you have to show up starving. And on the way back out, I've found it's a good idea to have a little room in the tank, too, to be ready for opportune eats. As much as I crave the old food favorites at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, some of the most memorable quick bites I find this time of year always seem to come from the periphery outside the fairgrounds. Some of this is the home cooking of enterprising neighbors, working to cash in on the crowds coursing past their porches. Naturally, this is an unpredictable lineup year to year, but I usually manage to find barbecue chicken or pork chops plucked from the grill and slapped on white bread, pralines wrapped in plastic sandwich bags, and lemonade in paper cups, and sometimes spiked for a wink, a nod, and a dollar extra. It's the sort of grassroots New Orleans food and drink that blossoms along parade routes. And while unsanctioned, it's always something I look forward to at Jazz Fest time. The other type of food comes from neighborhood cafes making the best of a festival rhythm that simultaneously brings tides of people past their doors and also cuts off much of their normal business. Some regulars in my routine are iced coffee from the Fairgrinds Coffee House, empanadas on the go from Santa Fe, pizza by the slice from a tent by Nona Mia Cafe as a brass band lights up Ponce de Leon Street, and a barbecue shrimp po' boy served from a stand behind Liuza's by the track, which functions for the fest like the garage band of Creole cooking. A little farther out, and new this year, there's also Pagoda Cafe. This is a walk-up, mostly outdoors operation based around a vintage pagoda-style building, serving strong coffee, breakfast tacos, and, in an example of neighborhood synchronicity, sausage rolls made from meats from Terra Nova Supermarket, a nearby Italian grocery. It's an easy stop on the way to the fest, or on the way home, since the normal breakfast and lunch hours here are extended during festival days to 8 p.m. Wander in a different direction to Pal's Lounge, a neighborhood bar, where during Jazz Fest evenings, the pop-up Indochow will be serving Southeast Asian-style snacks along the lines of shrimp dumplings and pad thai. I'm not suggesting that anyone skimp on the food inside Jazz Fest here. It's an essential part of the experience, of course. But on the way in, the locals can help gird you for a long day of fun. And afterwards, there's that moment when the sun starts sinking behind the trees of the Jazz Fest neighborhood, that crossroads where divergent grids of city streets intersect in a grand jumble of triangle lots, pocket parks, cloistered bends, and colorful houses. Well, it's a scene that always makes me want to linger. Properly supplied with a cold drink and something tasty to pick up right along the way, this is always a headliner experience for my Jazz Fest. Learn more at wwno.org.